What's up, well-beings? I'm Kelly Noonan-Gores, and this is the Heal Podcast. Every week, I interview the leading experts in health and wellness, as well as real people with extraordinary healing stories. Whether you want to heal a physical diagnosis, a mental health issue, a past trauma, or help heal our planet, the Heal Podcast is for you. Tune in every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Today's episode is brought to you by Hydro Jug. If you've been listening for a while, then you know that I have been having a water bottle saga. I had a water bottle that didn't quite work out for me, that I thought I loved. It got weird. And then I tried to buy another one with a straw and it just didn't work. It's just been like a whole thing. And thanks to Hydro Jug, my worries might be over. And did you know that 75% of Americans are dehydrated? Like, water is crucial to your health. Every cell and tissue inside your body obviously requires water to function, and not just any amount of water, but a gallon a day can really make a huge impact on your overall health. When I started drinking a gallon a day, I felt like I had more energy, I felt more rested, I felt more joyful because I had like full hydration going on. The Hydro Jug holds half a gallon of water, plus it's leak proof, which is really important. There's a leak proof seal, a wide mouth opening, and a carry loop and an integrated handle. And I went ahead and got the straw for mine as well because I've gotten really into the straw thing and it works beautifully. Not only is it dishwasher safe, but it's also shatterproof. The Hydro Jug seal insulates your contents. Plus, the sleeve has two pockets, one for your phone and the other for smaller accessories, such as your keys or your AirPods. Every day, roughly 60 million plastic water bottles are thrown away. By choosing Hydro Jug each day, you are becoming part of the movement to stop the waste, which you know we love. You are making a difference. Just one person switching to a reusable water bottle saves approximately 217 plastic water bottles from going into a landfill a year. Per person. That's 38 billion water bottles in US landfills per year. We can offer you 10% off with the code Enneagram, all caps. Head to thehydrojug.com to customize your jug and use my code Enneagram for 10% off your purchase. And we'll link that in the show notes for you as well. Thank you, Hydro Jug, for supporting today's podcast. Hello, friends. Happy Thursday. I hope your day is treating you well. Today, we are discussing the stress and rest lines for Enneagram Type 5. But first, today's rosebud and thorn. My rose is dried florals. I think it's just like the vibe of the season, and I'm here for it. My thorn is this morning I put on makeup. I'm doing like a speaking engagement this afternoon and filming a couple of YouTube videos. And I put on some makeup and my kiddo goes, "Did you put on makeup?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Why? You don't want to look like yourself today?" And so I, you know, tried to explain like being on camera, it's sometimes helpful, but honestly, like I don't even really buy into that answer. I don't really buy into like the fact that women are supposed to paint their faces in order to look professional. But like I had to explain it to my 9-year-old in like a sleepy stupor. It was like a whole thing. My bud is if I get all of my work done in a reasonable amount of time this morning, then I'm gonna take a coffee break at the new coffee shop that just opened up in my little office neighborhood, and I'm really looking forward to it. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Okay, hello type fives and those who care about them. Let's talk about the lines of the Enneagram when it comes to you specifically. As a reminder, there are two lines moving to and from your number on the Enneagram symbol. One line moves to where you go in stress, so for type 5, that's 7, and one moves to where you go in rest. For type 5, that is 8. Now let's talk about what that looks like in detail. So for every type, the initial sign that we are stressed out is actually that we tighten our grip using our primary type structure, meaning type 5s become increasingly type 5 in nature, using their defense mechanisms as intensely as possible. So for investigators, this looks like furthering into withdrawal and isolation. If the strategy isn't sufficient, or likely even when the strategy adds to their stress, type 5s adopt a socially acceptable mask in order to reach out to others, which resembles a type 7, the enthusiast. The type 5 never really turns into a type 7. They only exhibit type 7 behaviors through the 5 lens. The space is often uncomfortable for type 5s. There's not enough time to think before making decisions. It can feel exhausting to fill their time this much, but it can mask the inner tension of the 5. So what I mean by this is that this like inner tension that the 5 feels can be hidden in these more sociable, outgoing, optimistic behaviors of a typical type 7. But that's also very exhausting. Type 7s tend to fill their time really intensely with lots of social commitments, lots of things to do. And that's not a really a happy place for our type 5s. Now, being seen as open and friendly can actually even add to the type 5 sense of isolation, feeling as though people aren't looking below the surface, seeing the depth of who they are. They feel like, wow, the world is really shallow, and they can lose a lot of like hope. There's also at this point the sense that there are too many choices and just too much to do, and it's very overwhelming. Fives moving to type 7, there's also like nervous energy that can show up, an inability to think clearly or to relax. The 5 may feel spread too thin. They will spend their time and attention looking for a quick fix to buy time and resources. They may impulsively throw themselves into activities, bouncing from idea to idea, activity to activity. Now, there is a high side to this move. This move to 7 can be where the 5 finds a way to truly enjoy the flow of events rather than closing up when a surprise occurs. It can help the type 5 to engage more fully with others without having to hide themselves. It can also allow them to open up more socially. And from here, they can tap into idealism, optimism, and belief in possibility. Now, when type 5s feel at ease, safe, rested, they move to type 8. Now, this often shows up at home more quickly and more readily because 5s are territorial, so they may have a strong desire for control in their home space. They also could want control in their work routine as well. It's like their defense of hiding isn't needed, so they're able to take charge and really assert their preferences. Also, this 5 move to 8 is kind of where embodiment happens. They're able to tap into the sensations of their body, more deeply experience pleasure and connection to physical sensations. This is a really great tool because it can enable their ability to feel full, confident, and capable. It allows them to engage with the world more in an active and fearless manner, and help them to find the balance between withdrawal and actually putting themselves out into the world. So kind of retreating, getting all of their ideas, all of their thoughts, and then actually taking action on those things and putting those ideas out there, which allows them to really impact the world to make a true difference. Now, the low side of this move is that the territorial side of 5 moves into tyranny, needing control over the house or their routine to the point of not hearing the experiences of others. This can also be the space where the 5 finds other ways to push people away or to build boundaries and walls, and it just looks more assertive in nature, right? 8s and 5s both tend to have pretty strong boundaries, pretty strong walls, hide their vulnerability, but 8s do it in a more assertive and aggressive way, whereas 5s do it through pulling back and kind of hiding. And so it's kind of like the more assertive version of that behavior anyway. And then also for our 5s, tapping into the body at first can feel anxiety inducing. The mind has been a safe, cozy place to hide while the body is unknown and unpredictable. So just keep that in mind as well. Now let's break down how to use this, or how I recommend we use this. When stressed out, type 5s may find themselves in the lower side of type 7. This can look like busying themselves with projects and activities. They may become increasingly scattered as they attempt to find a specific skill or area to master and spread their focus too thin, increasing the agitation of discovering a niche. When you start to notice this come up in you, you have the tools you need to care for yourself. Using the high side of type 8, you can take intentional action toward your goals and focus on prioritizing your energy. You learn to listen to your body and get in touch with what it is telling you. This move also allows you to use all of your knowledge to tackle day-to-day real-life problems. In the same way that you can use the preparation and team-building elements of type 8 to relieve stress, it can also be a place you go to by accident. And this can look like being overly self-protective, defensive, and detaching from vulnerability. And this is where it's helpful to bring in the high side of type 7, allowing yourself to see the good in a given situation or moment, intentionally seeking awareness for the magic of every day and every relationship you are invested in. It can also be a helpful tool for putting yourself out there when you feel guarded. Allow yourself to be seen and heard. All right, friends, I hope this was helpful in your understanding of self and others today. If you enjoyed today's episode and you have just a moment to leave a rating and review in iTunes, it would mean the absolute world to me. And as always, it's such a joy to create this content for you. I'll see you tomorrow for the next episode.